the Pictures, written by Guy Bolton and read by Adam Sims. Fred Astaire was performing at the Lilac Club. A black-tie supper club on the eastern end of Sunset Boulevard, the Lilac Club was a venue synonymous with stars and stardom. It was owned by William Wilson, the wealthy publisher of the Hollywood Inquirer. Not content with running Hollywood's most popular trade newspaper, Wilson had bought several highly profitable clubs on the Sunset Strip, catering specifically to the Hollywood rich and famous. The Lilac Club was the largest and grandest of them all. Jonathan Crane was sitting at a table not far from the bar. Resisting the recent trend for white jackets, he wore a plain black New York drape suit with the legs tapered at the ankle. To look at, he was at once both appealing and unremarkable. Standing a little under 6 feet, Crane was fairly tall and reasonably broad, but not quite either. He remained to most people who met him quiet, measured, and reserved. A harmless nobody. The evening was in full swing, the room alive with chatter and laughter, but Crane sat alone. He bowed his head as a few familiar faces passed by, anxious to avoid their awkward nods and smiles. He tried to ignore the hushed whispers of strangers who knew him only by reputation, the hair standing tall on the back of his neck, as he imagined how they gossiped about the widower of the late actress Celia Raymond.
Detective Crane?
Crane looked up to see a waiter he recognized. Being referred to by his profession always put him on edge when he was off duty. Hello?
Good to see you again. Have you been away?
I was in New York. The waiter lowered his voice.
Are you back working the studios?
Crane was a little taken aback by the directness of the question, but he recovered his composure. No, he answered truthfully. I don't do that anymore.
Well, it's nice to have you back, sir, and I wanted to say...
The waiter paused, trying to find the right words.
I wanted to say I was very sorry about your wife. She was a lovely lady.
Crane tilted his head to acknowledge what he'd said, then replied simply, I'll have a French 75 whenever you're ready. The waiter stiffened. They returned to their roles as server and guest.
Oh, yes, sir, right away.
On stage, cheek to cheek was brought to an end, and the club audience broke into applause. A tall, olive-skinned man came on stage to shake Astaire's hand, the club manager, Benjamin Carell. They hadn't met before, but Crane knew he was a Chicago-bred Italian with criminal ties. He wondered why William Wilson had ever hired him.
Jonathan Crane? Detective Jonathan Crane?
He was expecting his cocktail, but when Crane turned around, the concierge was standing over him.
Yes, he said.
There's a call for you, sir.
Crane sighed. He knew exactly who it would be.
Thank you, I'll be right over. Cancel my drinks order.
Yes, sir, right away.
Crane took the call at the front desk. Two studio executives were moving through the foyer, and Crane caught them staring at him. He heard his name mentioned, and one of them laughed. His ears burned, and Crane contemplated why, after almost 5 months away, he decided to come back from New York to a place that left him feeling injured and empty.
This is Crane, he said after they'd gone.
Good evening, detective,
said a young man's voice. As expected, it was dispatch.
I apologize for calling you. Your secretary said you might be at the Lilac Club.
Yes,
added Crane impatiently.
We have a report of a robbery-homicide in West Hollywood.
Who's on duty? I'm not due in until 9.
I'm afraid all our night officers are out on calls.
Crane sighed quietly. The homicide unit was understaffed and overstretched. It was little surprise Captain Sims had been so keen to have him back.